"Here is your horse, Sigurd," said the old man. "Strong and swift is he, and on his back you shall ride to great victories. Only think not of yourself, nor fear for your life." Before Sigurd could thank him, the stranger had gone. The beautiful gray animal stood as if waiting for his master to mount him. The happy boy sprang upon his back and rode toward the palace. "You have chosen a splendid steed, my son," said the king, when Sigurd reached the palace. "He will be strong and swift. But why did you choose this one from among all the horses in the meadow?" Then Sigurd told of the strange old man who had met him near the river. The good king looked lovingly at the boy and asked, "Did he say anything of the time when you shall ride away from us?" "He only told me that I should not think of myself nor be afraid if I wished to do great deeds," said Sigurd. "You will do great deeds, my Sigurd, but there is time enough," said the king, "for you are still young." Regan's Story. So the days passed, and Sigurd rode his splendid horse and worked at the forge and was happy always. One day, when he sat in the smithy, Regan told him stories of heroes who had fought many battles and had at last become kings. Then Regan said, "You are the son of a noble warrior. Why did you remain here, when there are great deeds to be done?" "Some day I shall do great deeds, Regan," said Sigurd, "but I am not yet old enough.